This weekend, fans of the Raiders and the Chargers will be looking for alternative fare on their TV screens. As the slumping economy has made it more difficult for teams to sell out games, the number of TV blackouts has increased. Last year, 22 NFL games were not broadcast in their local markets. Fans in Oakland and Jacksonville were the ones most often inconvenienced. But this year, slow ticket sales are provoking blackouts in other NFL cities for the first time in years. From WFAE in Charlotte, Scott Graff reports.
It's Sunday morning, and fans of the Carolina Panthers and Cincinnati Bengals tailgate in the shadows of Bank of America Stadium in downtown Charlotte. The game sold out just hours before a league-imposed deadline, but a lot of fans have decided to stay home. Among those who did show up are Larry Alderson and his friends from Wilmington, North Carolina. About a dozen guys, most of them sitting in folding chairs, eat chips and sip iced-down cans of beer. Alderson says some of his friends aren't here.
Well, our group, yeah, we usually have a lot more people be up here this weekend anyway, and we probably had five or six that just couldn't do it because they just didn't have the money, weren't working as much. So they didn't make the trip with us.
A block away, a scalper who says his name is John Black stands on a corner. Black says business is slow. 2 weeks ago, he lost hundreds of dollars at the Panthers' home opener against Tampa Bay.
It was a flood of tickets. It was so many tickets out here, I went home with like 8 tickets.
So what do you do in those situations? You just give them away, basically, when the game starts?
Cut my losses. I just took them home with me. I couldn't even give them away. It was so many tickets out here last week. Couldn't even give them away.
That game against the Buccaneers barely made it onto local TV. To encourage ticket sales, the NFL prohibits local broadcast of games that aren't sold out 72 hours before kickoff. Had there not been a sellout, it would have been the Panthers' first blackout since 2002, and 3 of the Panthers' 6 remaining home games are not sold out. 2 weeks ago, the San Diego Chargers suffered their first blackout in 6 seasons. Neither of Tampa Bay's 2010 home games have been on TV. In Detroit, where Lions fans haven't seen the team win a game on TV since 2007, a Week 2 blackout was avoided after the NFL gave the team a 24-hour extension to sell more tickets. League-wide, season ticket sales are down for the third straight year, perhaps due in part to the average NFL ticket cost, $76. That's 5% higher than last year. The NFL puts most of the blame on the economy. Brian McCarthy is a league spokesman.
The NFL is not immune. Our fans are struggling. Our business partners are also struggling. And it's our challenge to add value, be creative, and reach out and connect with our fans in many ways.
The league is still very popular, as evidenced by record TV ratings. And affordable high-definition TVs have made it easier to stay home and save money. But McCarthy says compared to the past, the current blackout situation is not a big deal. Even 15 years ago, it was common for 30% of NFL games to get blacked out over the course of the season. But that was before the NFL grew into the sports empire it is today. Just a few years ago, only 2% of NFL games were blacked out. Now that number is climbing.
Having the games on TV is important to developing your fan base.
Mackie Weaver is an executive with the Jacksonville Jaguars. That team had 7 of 8 home games blacked out last year.
I like to describe it as it's a 3-hour infomercial that promotes our product. And with that not on, it definitely hurts the ability to build the brand.
The Jaguars are confident they fixed their problems by reaching out to the city's business community to help sell more tickets. Team officials with Carolina and San Diego declined to be interviewed for our story. But franchises' woes affect more than just the team. Jeff Arrowwood is the program director at the Fox affiliate in Charlotte, which carries Panthers games.
It's a major issue for us. The NFL games that we air are our most popular, our highest-rated programs, our most profitable programs. And when we are forced to black out a game, if we're forced to black out a game, we're going to be letting down a lot of fans, a lot of viewers, and a lot of money will be left on the table for us.
Arrowwood says ad revenue lost from a blacked-out game totals in the 6 figures. Restaurants and bars where fans gather to watch on TV also suffer. Calls have gotten louder for the NFL to relax the blackout rule. 3 weeks ago, Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown asked NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to change the blackout policy so fans who are hurting financially could still see their favorite teams play. So, is the NFL willing to budge?
No.
Again, league spokesman Brian McCarthy.
The blackout policy has served the league very well for decades. This goes back to the 1970s, and we look at the blackout policy as not a short-term fix, but something that has benefited the league, has sold out stadiums over decades.
The number of blackouts last year was the highest in five seasons. Most of those blacked-out games came during the last half of the schedule. So with this year's pace already ahead of last year's, it looks like the situation will get worse before it gets better. For Only a Game, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. The races during January's summer meeting at Australia's Gold Coast Turf Club will not be limited to four-legged competitors. In a promotion that various groups throughout Australia have condemned as tacky at best, the track has invited up to 150 women to run a couple hundred meters along the track in their bikinis. Turf Club Chief Executive Grant Sheather has acknowledged that some may see the event as degrading, but he has also pointed out that Hollywood Park, the racetrack in Southern California, has been featuring the same sort of competition for years. So how could it be tacky and degrading?